The U.S. Supreme Court ruled this morning that minority college applicants may be given an edge when applying for admission. But the court, in two separate split decisions, limited how great a factor race may be in college admissions. The Supreme Court ruled in two cases out of the University of Michigan, which uses affirmative action in selecting students. NPR's Nina Totenberg is just back from the court. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Was affirmative action a winner or a loser today?
This was a big, big, big win for affirmative action. The opponents of affirmative action had brought these cases for years in a series of cases around the country, actually, saying, look, 25 years ago, Justice Powell in the famous Bakke case said race could be a factor. He spoke for himself and himself alone. No other justice agreed with his reasoning. It's time now to repudiate that and have a colorblind admission system and a meritocracy, as the opponents saw it. The court did not accept that view. It upheld the Powell view. It adopted it as the majority view of this court and said, considering race as a factor in admission, as a plus factor, is constitutional. And it said, in upholding the law school program, Justice O'Connor, writing for the court, said, attaining a diverse student body is at the heart of the law school's proper institutional mission. This is the training ground for the nation's leaders, she said, and the path must be visibly open to all. Now, at the same time, the court, by a 5-4 vote, struck down the university's undergraduate admissions program because it had a point system, and you basically got 20 points added to your admission score if you were an underrepresented minority. And the court said you can't do that. That makes race the deciding factor, not a plus factor. In the law school, they evaluated each person as a whole, holistically, as Justice O'Connor put it. They didn't do that in the undergraduate system, so they upheld the law school. They dinged the undergraduate school. But this, nonetheless, really puts to bed the whole challenge to affirmative action, at least for now.
How did they vote? Which justices?
Well, Justice O'Connor was the deciding vote. The dissenters were Chief Justice Rehnquist and Justices Scalia, Thomas, and Kennedy. And on the other side were Justices Stevens, Breyer, Ginsburg, O'Connor. Have I got five? I'm not sure. The interesting thing is at the end of this opinion, Justice O'Connor said, there is a time limit to this. We expect there to be a time limit. It's been 25 years, she said, since Justice Powell issued his opinion. The university says they would like in 25 years not to have to take race into consideration as a factor in achieving a diverse student body. We take the university at its word and expect that in 25 years there will be no reason anymore to have these programs. So there is an end point, the justice suggested, maybe 25 years, but that will likely be fought out in 25 years if those programs, in fact, still do exist. One other thing, Bob, I wanted to say, because numbers were the issue in the undergraduate school. The law school did say that it tried to achieve a critical mass of students. And Justice O'Connor said, of minority students, Justice O'Connor said, that's all right. She said, some attention to numbers without more does not transform a flexible admission system into a rigid quota.
NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.